Hey, welcome to the Sawi Plantain Podcast. I'm Rabi. Hope you guys are doing good. It's morning for me here, but it may be afternoon or evening or nighttime for you, whichever one, welcome. For the last recording, I talked about how I wanted to revisit some of the habits and some of the things I've spoken on in my earlier podcast, and I just wanted to update you guys on some of the things I've tried, some of the things that I'm still trying to adjust to, some of the things I cut out overall. First and foremost, in my first recording, I talked about how I really wanted to make some changes in my life and some of the steps I took to do that. So I'm still definitely following the Dave Ramsey Total Money Makeover. I'm very, very conscious in what I spend my money on, making sure I'm paying off debt, making sure that I'm saving. So that has gone really well for me. Also, waking up in the morning. Now, it's weird since COVID. I've naturally been waking up around like 5. So I'm a naturally early riser. Now, what I do during that time, that's what we need to fix a little bit, because sometimes I do get up, and like I said, I started going for a run. Sometimes I'll just make some coffee or just read something, and then sometimes I just watch TV, or sometimes I just lay in bed on my phone. And speaking of phone, that was another habit I was trying to break, making sure that my phone is not the first thing I grab when I wake up. Now, that is a habit I'm still really trying to master. I think it's a really good habit. I don't think your phone should be the first or the last thing you touch before you wake up or before you go to sleep, or after you wake up and before you go to sleep. And sorry for the loud plane, I'm outside. And so I also talked about journaling. Journaling, I think it's very important. I think for me, the reason I was journaling a lot the past couple of months was because I found myself wanting to reflect a lot more. Again, like I said, I was trying to make those changes in my life. So I was really being more self-conscious about writing things down and all that. So I haven't been journaling as often as I need to, but however I have been, maybe like twice a week, and I might skip a week and do it every day that week. So I'm not consistent in that, but however, I'm still doing it. And I think it's still very important. Another habit was reaching out to friends and family just to say hi, just to see how they are. That, again, is one of those things that I think is really important and is something that we need to keep going. Now, talking about things that haven't worked for me, and necessarily not that they're bad, but it's just been so hard. It's being mindful. Like, it's been really hard to make sure I'm very mindful in like all aspects of my life. So meaning the way I speak, my actions, things I do. I think I read somewhere that to be mindful is to be even aware of ants. So like when you're walking, you're so mindful and so aware that you won't even step on an ant. Now, I've been walking trying to avoid ants, but I don't think that's not the point. So that's something that I think I still need a lot of work in. Also being mindful of what I say. I'm a very impulsive person, so I'm really trying to make sure I think things through before I act. I'm trying to make sure I give things time. If I feel a certain way, I at least give it a day or so to before I respond or before I say anything, just to make sure that I'm not driven by my emotions. And that's been huge for me, because I am driven by my emotions a lot of the time. So I think that's very important. Also, another thing that I talked about was, for instance, I know reading, I've been definitely doing that, definitely been keeping track of that. Now, early morning workouts, I always talked about how I really enjoy working out in the morning, so I am still doing that. I think that's very important. So I guess overall, there hasn't really been habits I didn't enjoy that hasn't worked for me. It's kind of been habits that aren't working the way I'm implementing them, and maybe I need to restructure how I approach them. And consistency is huge for me, and some things I just don't feel like I'm too consistent in. So yeah, so maybe to reword that, they're not habits that haven't worked, or habits that need to be reworked and maybe approached a little bit differently. So with that said, I would love to hear what you guys have done in your life that you feel that you need to restructure, even though it is good for you, or you just feel like it's point blank not good for you. I would love to talk it over. And as I discussed, I definitely want to make sure that I'm holding myself accountable when it comes to coming to you guys and just talking about things that are important to me and things that I think are important to you. So you can always reach out to me on Gmail at sellwheatplantain@gmail.com or on my Instagram at sellwheatplantain. And like I said, I hope you guys are having a great day, either you're beginning your day or ending your day, whichever one. And yeah, I'll definitely talk to you soon. Bye for now.